邻居都很高兴，然后所有邻居就看到他说，哇，这个气球真的太可爱了。当他继续长大的时候，大家都知道这个气球长大应该是很聪明的。
When he was older, he went to school in Balloonville and started to think about what he wanted to be when he grew up.
他继续长大之后呢，他到气球村去上课，他在想说他以后要做什么。
He took all AP classes, then went on to university and took a degree in balloonology.
他在高中的时候修了很多 AP 的课，然后上大学去修气球学呢。
When he left the university, he set up his own successful business.
他毕业之后呢，就开始自己经营的事业。
Then Bob met Brenda, and they fell in love. And after a while, they got married and had some little balloons.
之后呢，他遇见了另外一个女生气球叫 Brenda， 他们一起结婚，然后就建立一个家庭。
Bob's business was going really well and making loads of money.
Bob 的生意呢做得很好，是赚了很多很多的钱。
He didn't seem to have much time for anything else.
但他除了赚钱之外，好像没有太多时间做自己想做的事。
He worked and worked and he thought of nothing else but making money and getting the prestige of others.
他想到事情只有赚钱而已。
After many years, he said to Brenda,I will retire and at last enjoy myself.
最后工作好几年之后，他决定要退休，所以他在跟他太太 Brenda 讲说，我们应该要退休了。
Then I can finally give to the poor, help others, and enjoy our own teenagers.
所以最后呢，我想说，退休之后呢，我就可以开始捐钱给穷人，然后开始享受生活。
A few days before his retirement, he made plans to go on a picnic with his family and spend quality time appreciating his kids.
就在他退休的前几天呢，他做一个计划，他们要全家一起出去野餐，然后一起享受生活，享受家庭生活。
But that morning,
在那天早上，大家有看到发生什么事呢？
You know what it was that God said to the man in Luke 12?
你知道神对这位富翁在路加福音第十二章讲了些什么吗？
He said, "You fool, this night your soul will be required of you."
无知的人啊，今天晚上你的灵魂必被取去，你所预备的要归给谁呢？
Some of you may have realized that Bob's balloon was just like the man in the story that Jesus was telling about.
其实这个气球呢，跟圣经里面讲的故事那个富翁是一样的。
Last year, my uncle was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer.
去年呢，我的叔叔被发现有胰脏炎。
He worked his whole life so he could retire early.
他一生努力工作，就是为了能够好好退休。
He lived only 2 hours away, and I only saw him once or twice in my whole life.
他住的地方离我家只有2个小时车程，可是我这一生只看过他一两次。
He was going to do everything he wanted after he retired.
他很多事情想要做，但是他只能在退休之后才能做。
He passed away 2 months before he was to retire.
但是他在退休前两个月，他过世了。
It made a big impact on me and made me realize that I don't want to live for the future that might not be there.
它对我的生命有很大的影响。
I'm going to live for God and I want to do that now.
我决定说我要为神而活，但是而且我要这个时候就要开始为他而活。
I don't want to imagine that only when I get to college will I be a strong Christian.
我实在不愿意等到说我上了大学才要变成一个坚强的基督徒。
And I don't want to imagine that my bad habits of not wanting to share.Will stop when I'm married.
我也不希望说等到我婚姻之后，结婚之后才会开始改变我跟大家分享的习惯。
And I don't want to imagine that only when I'm older will I share Christ with someone.
我也不希望说只能在想象说我长大变老之后才能跟大家分享我对神的看法。
I want to do these things now.
我这些事情我现在就要做。
Because we're not guaranteed tomorrow.
因为我们都不知道明天发生什么事。
It's that time of year again, and what's on most every kid's mind is Christmas, right?
现在又是十二月，又是圣诞节要到了。
I myself have had many different experiences with Christmas.
哦，我圣诞节有很多不同的经验。
I spent 3 Christmases in Taiwan.
但是最特别是，我有三年的时间是在台湾过的。
One of my most memorable times in Taiwan was when I was in second grade in 清山国小。
清山国小在这里呢。在这过去这三年，在那个台湾的过程中，我最记得就是在二年级的时候到清山国小上课。
They didn't really count Christmas as an official holiday.
在台湾呢，圣诞节事实上不是一个正确的，不是一个正式的节日。
The school didn't even give us a day off.
学校那天还要上课。
But my parents decided to just not have us go to school that day because it was Christmas.
但是我父母亲决定说那一天我们就不要上课，待在家里面过圣诞节。
The next day that I went, my teacher actually yelled at me for not coming to school on Christmas.
第二天到学校去，老师念了我一顿，说你为什么没来上课？
Now I understand that Christmas isn't a big deal over there, but it was an impossible concept to understand at the time for an American kid.
在那个时候呢，我了解到说，圣诞节在台湾其实不是一个很大的事情，但是对一个美国的小孩来讲，这是很难理解的。
Some of the other times I spent in Taiwan were also very different than your average Christmas.
有时候呢，在台湾的过圣诞节跟这边的圣诞节是不太一样的。
One year I wanted to get this bike from Toys R Us at 敦化北路和南京东路。
在台北市的敦化北路跟南京东路有一个叫玩具翻斗城啊，那个实际上已经不在，这是另外一个。我最想要就是一个脚踏车。
I talked and thought about it every day.
我每天跟我父亲讲，一直讲，说我要这个脚踏车。
When Christmas finally came, all my presents had been opened and I didn't get the bike.
所以圣诞节终于到了，我开我所有礼物，但是没看到脚踏车，我很失望。
But my parents opened the door to the closet and there it was.
但是我父母亲把衣橱打开，然后让我惊喜一下，我突然看到就是那个脚踏车。
I rode it almost every day in the park.
我几乎每天骑它在公园里面。
In a certain section of the park, there was a whole bunch of fruit and a weird smell and a man praying at an altar.
在公园里面呢，我看到一个人他在摆了一团的水果在桌上，然后有一个很奇怪的味道，一个香味呢。
I asked my mom.What he was there for and why nobody was eating the food.
我就问了妈妈说，为什么那个人把这个食物放这里呢？又没人来吃。
She said that he was offering food and incense to his ancestors.
她就告诉我说，这些香跟水果是在祭祖的。
I thought, if people in Taiwan are offering things to their ancestors, shouldn't we be giving as well to the living?
我在想说，在台湾这些人民，他们能够愿意对已经过世的祖先奉上水果跟祭物，为什么我们不能对周围在生活生生的人做奉献呢
？During my last Christmas in Taiwan, my mom and dad took in a college student to live with us for the 2 months.
我第三年的圣诞节在台湾的时候，我父母亲带了一个大学生跟我们一起住在一起。
It was really strange having someone live with us during the holidays.
对于我来讲在圣诞节这个假日期间和一个不认识的人住在一起是一个很奇怪的经验。
But she really needed the help at that time.
但是她是真的需要帮助。
We spent all our Christmas memories with her and I hope she had fond memories too.
我们那年的圣诞节整个圣诞节的假期是跟她在一起的，我们希望她也有一个很难忘的圣诞节。
When I came back after Taiwan, my grandma was in a nursing home.
当我从台湾回来之后，我祖母那时候住在老人公寓。
When we visited her, we also talked to some of the other people living there.
当我们拜访她的时候，也跟其他的老人有讲到话了。
Sometimes it was actually really hard.
但是跟老人讲话是蛮难的。
You could just say hello to them and they would start swearing and yelling because they had dementia.
有时候你跟他们讲 hello, 可是他们会跟你讲一些奇奇怪怪的话。因为有些老人他们可能已经神智已经不是很清楚。
But we realized that it was important to minister to these people who often had nobody else.
可是我们也了解到说侍奉这些老人是一件很重要的工作，因为除了我们之外他们没有其他人可以依靠。
One lady named Dorothy liked us to bring chocolates and candy.
有位老太太她名叫 Dorothy, 她很喜欢我们希望带巧克力跟糖果给她。
One lady named Helen just wanted to talk to us.
另外一个老太太 他只是想跟我们一起讲话。
When people think of giving, they often think of stuff or presents.
当大家想到捐献的时候，总是想到就是礼物，物质上的礼物。
But the best kind of gift you can give of is yourself.
但是我们必须要了解，其实最好的礼物给他们是我们自己。
And like the Taiwanese man in the park giving up so much of his time for someone that wasn't still around.
就跟那个在台湾公园里面的老人一样，他在奉献的时候奉献的水果，可是他奉献的是给已经不存在的祖先。
We should give the same kind of devotion for our family and all the living around us.
我们当一个基督徒应该把这些奉献放在我们周围的身边上。